as that was growing in its nature, mm-hmm. what about the profession of archaeology? As these recognitions of you could discover more than just the artifact, that you can discover almost a community, a culture or things, or the environment of things, how was the archaeology at that time, the profession taken? Was it a profession?
Yeah, it was a profession. Okay. But it was a much different profession than it is now in terms of the opportunity to make a living doing archaeology. For a long time, in the early years, archaeology was kind of a dilettante's pursuit. Somebody who had a lot of money and wanted to go off and, you know, excavate pyramids in Egypt and stuff like this. And when, about the time that I was getting involved in it, it had evolved beyond that, of course, but primarily, up until then, if you were going to be an archaeologist and make money at it, it meant you had to be on a university faculty somewhere. That was pretty much about all you could do, or work with the government. But there weren't a lot of archaeology jobs in the government then either. Since then, since probably beginning in the late 1960s, early 1970s, federal and state laws were enacted that required archaeological survey to be done on almost any project that was of a surface disturbing nature. And that created a whole new genre of archaeology, in the sense that initially the way it started out is, like on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. Alaska Pipeline Service Company went to the University of Alaska and they said, geez, you know, we got to do this archaeology stuff, and Can you be our contractor? And the university said yes, and they did. And that's the way, you know, a dam project. I should mention, too, that during the Depression, there were a lot of government-sponsored river basin surveys and so forth that were archaeological reconnaissance, you know, survey-type things. It was part of the WPA project to provide work. Yeah, it was the... I can't remember exactly what WPA stands for, but basically they were make work projects by the government so that the government could pay people to make money during the Depression.
It's interesting that, yeah, I heard about the WPA program, but I didn't realize it applied to people having work in the archaeological,
yep,
areas.
Yeah, there's a lot of river basin survey work done then. And it did continue after that, but that was the reason that it was initiated, or one of the primary reasons.